Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for the morning Sabbath service. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our Sabbath service. Let us sing hymn 129A. 129A.
Lord, we come before Thee now, at Thy feet we humbly bow. Oh, do not our foolish day, shall we see Thee, Lord, in vain? Shall we see Thee, Lord, in vain? Lord, on Thee our souls depend, in compassion now descend. Fill our hearts with Thy rich grace, till our lips to sing Thy praise. Till our lips to sing Thy praise. In Thy own appointed way, now we seek Thee, here we stay. Lord, we know not how to go, till a blessing Thou bestow. Till a blessing Thou bestow. Grant that all may seek and find Thee, a God supremely kind. Heal the sick, the captive free, let us all rejoice in Thee. Let us all rejoice in Thee.
We thank to the grace of the Lord that this is the second week in which we are having our internet service. We thank the Lord that we can continuously worship Him. Now let us together kneel down and pray. We ask our Lord Jesus to guide us, to lead us in our morning Sabbath service. Let's together kneel down and pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Are you sure?
In Jesus' name, let us study the words of our Lord Jesus. For mutual encouragement this morning, we will study on the topic, the Lord, our Keeper. The Lord, our Keeper. And our study will be from the Psalms. Let us turn to Psalms 121. Psalms 121. If you look at the title or the topic given above, here tells us it is a song of ascent. As we have mentioned in the past, we say that this song of ascent, it is a pilgrimage song. Because at that time, we know that the Israelites, God's people, they must go up to the temple in Jerusalem 3 times a year to worship Him and to offer sacrifices. So this Psalms 121 together from the Psalms 120 down to Psalms 134, these 15 Psalms, it is called the Song of Ascent. So in the Psalms 121, this is a short Psalms. Altogether, there are only 8 verses. Before we study these Psalms, let us run through the background to the Psalms 121. In the verse 1, the upper portion, Psalms 121, verse 1, the upper portion, here tells us, I lift up my eyes to the hills. So the author here mentioned about the hills. it is not singular, but it is plural. So here tells us at the time when the psalmist was on his journey to Jerusalem, or at the time before he made the journey, he was contemplating about his journey through the hills so that he is able to reach Jerusalem. And in contrast, we know that Jerusalem was situated on a mount or a hill. It is singular. Let us refer to Psalms 87. Let's turn to Psalms 87. Let us read verses 1 to 3. Psalms 87, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1. On the holy mount stand the city he founded. The Lord loved the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. All right, so we know that Jerusalem, it is the city of God. It tells us about the holy mount where it stands, the city that the Lord founded. All right, so at the time, this temple in Jerusalem was in situated on the mount. Or we always say Mount Zion. So at the time, the author was contemplating about his journey through the hills to Jerusalem. So at the time, he found assurance that the Lord, the keeper of Israel, would keep him at all times in his journey. So in the Psalms 121, Psalms 121, let's turn back. If you look at the verses 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2, you are able to see the word mine. Like verse 1, my eyes, my help. Verse 2, again, my help. Alright, so here tell us about the mine. So this is personal. This is individual. So at the time, the author, before he made this trip, he was thinking about the trip. As we say, this journey to Jerusalem is not easy. They have to go through the valleys, the dry wilderness. So at the time, he knew about the Lord. He found assurance that the Lord is his keeper, the Lord, the keeper of Israel. Then from his understanding, if you read from the verses 3 down to the verse 8, verse 3 down to the verse 8, if you run through these few verses, you are able to find the word you or your always appear. So from his own individual understanding, his own individual faith, his own individual conviction, now he shared with the others that they too must trust, must rely on the Lord who is the keeper of Israel. Of course, please take note, different English Bible use different terms. Most of the Bible will use keep or the keeper. But there are some Bible verses, they will use the term preserve. The Lord preserve or the Lord watch. So whether be it the word preserve or watch or the Lord will keep, so all this in the Hebrew word, it is the same. So when we say that the Lord is our keeper, what do we mean? So in the Hebrew dictionary, the word keeper or the word keep, it tells us at the time, the Lord will put a hedge, or we say will put a fence round about the person. For example, with the thorns. Now just liken to the analogy, let's say the shepherd. The shepherd, of course, will at the time, let's say during the time when they were at rest or during a certain period, to protect the sheep. Or even today, in some those olden agricultural period, cattle rearing period, they will also put the thorns the thorns around the animal so that it will be a protection. So when we say the Lord our keeper, again we say in the Hebrew meaning, it means to put a hedge or a fence about a person. So when we say this, it points to what? It is the synonym. It leads to the meaning to guard, to keep watch, to protect, and to save. Alright, so when we say the Lord our keeper, means what? He is the one who will guard us, who will keep us, who will protect us, and who will save us. Just for illustration, let us turn to Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1, verse 10. Job chapter 1, verse 10. We are familiar with the story. Here tell us about the accusation made by Satan against Job. So at the time, Satan told God in the verse 10. verse 10. Hast thou not put a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side, that thou hast blessed the works of his hand, and his possessions have increased in the land? So at the time, Satan accused that the Lord has put a hedge about him. So means what? This is the protection. The Lord kept watch over Job. The Lord protected Job. The Lord also, of course, we know, wants to save Job. Alright, so here tell us the meaning to the word keep. So in the Psalms 121, the main theme of the Psalms 121 tells us the Lord is our keeper. So at the time, the author, he had this assurance that the Lord will at all times keep him, especially in his journey to Jerusalem. And at the time, he encouraged the rest, the others also, that they should have the same faith, the same understanding and the conviction that the Lord also will keep watch over them. So this is the background to the Psalms 121. And as we say, Psalms 121, they all together, they are only 8 verses. And we can divide these Psalms into 2 sections. The first part, it is from verses 1 and 2. And the second section or the part, from verses 3 down to verse 8. 3 to 8. Now we will run through the first part. The first part here, it is from verses 1 and 2. Here tells us where help comes from, where our help comes from. Let us read verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Alright, so here, the author here tells us, of course earlier he had this question, where our help comes from. So in the end, here he tells us, our help comes from the Lord. So he is the creator. And when we say the Lord is the creator of the heavens and the earth, it tells us that he is the omnipotent or the Almighty God. The Almighty God. So here tells us that today he can be trusted and relied on, and that we should look up to him. Let us refer to Psalms 124. Psalms 124, verse 8. Psalms 124, verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Alright, so here tells us today, our help comes from him. Let us also cross-reference with the Psalms 54. Psalms 54, verse 4. Psalms 54, verse 4. First of all, behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. So we thank the Lord. The Lord is our helper. He will help us. And thank the Lord today in the New Testament. We know the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, is also called the Helper. So in the Greek word, it is called Parakletos, one called along by our side to help us. So today we have the Lord, we have the Lord Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit to be our helper. So indeed today, we should not be too over anxious, we should not fear, we should not over worry. Of course, we know health is important, but we know today the Lord is our keeper. He is our helper. Our help will come from Him. So in the Hebrews, let's turn to Hebrews. Chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. Verse 6. Hence, we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? So thank the Lord. Today we are of full confidence. Because here, the Lord is our helper. And in the same book, Hebrews chapter 4. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. Hebrews chapter 4, 14 to 16. Verse 14. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. 15. For we have not a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Especially now, take note of the verse 16. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Alright, so we thank the Lord. Today, Jesus, He is the High Priest. He is able to sympathize with us. He understands us. The only thing now, what we must do, is that we must draw near to the throne of grace. Draw near to Him. And we will receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Alright, so as the Psalms, let's turn back. Psalms 121. Psalms 121, the first part here, there is this question, where our help comes from. So the answer here says, our help comes from the Lord. He is the Creator. He is the Omnipotent or the Almighty God. He is our helper. Okay, now we come to the second part. Let us read second part, it is from the verses 3 down to verse 8. 3 down to 8. And these verses, we can divide it into three subsections, each two verses. Alright? So in this second part here, it tells us, the Lord our keeper. So in the first part of this second part, the first subsection, verses 3 and 4. Verses 3 and 4. Here tells us about the characteristic of the Lord our helper. So what is His characteristic? Let us read first. Verses 3 and 4. Verse 3. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Verse 4, behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Alright, so in these two verses, here says, he who keeps us will not slumber, neither slumber nor sleep. So here we are able to know, when we say the Lord our keeper, what is his characteristic? So he is the Lord who neither slumber nor sleep. So here indirectly means what? Points to what? It tells us about the Lord's eyes upon us. So his eyes is always upon us to keep watch over us, because his characteristic is what? He is a God who neither slumber nor sleep. Let's refer to Psalms. Let's turn to Psalms 33. Psalms 33, verse 18. Psalms 33, verse 18. Verse 18. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love. So thank the Lord. We know that the Lord is a loving God. So today, we can trust in him, we can go to him, because he is one who loves us. So today, we must set our hope on him. Men can help us. But today, we must turn to the Lord, because he loves us. He wants to keep us. He wants to help us. And in the upper portion says, the eyes of the Lord is on those who fear him. So today, let us also be those who fear him, those who keep his teachings, his commandments, and those who walk according to his will. Then definitely today, no matter whatever situation, whatever circumstances that we are in, we have full assurance, we have full confidence in him, that the Lord will continuously keep watch over us. All right. So in the Psalms 121, Psalms 121 from the verses 3 to 4 here tells us about the characteristic of the Lord our keeper. So today we have the great confidence in him. So he will keep us from sleeping, from the falling, or from moving in our faith. Let us again read verse 3. Verse 3. Verse 3 says, he will not let your foot slip or be moved. Alright, so from here we know the Lord our keeper, he will keep us from falling, from moving, especially in our faith. So today we are able to stand very firmly. Let's refer to Psalms 66. Psalms 66, verse 9. Psalms 66, verse 9. Who has kept us from leaving and has not let our feet slip? Alright, so here the Lord, he will bless us. So in verse 8, bless our God, O peoples, let the sound of his praise be heard. Why? Because he is one who keeps us in our life. And here says, he has not let our feet slip. So that means we can still continue to be firm in our faith. We will not fall away. The Lord will not want us to fall from our faith. Let's also refer to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, the upper portion. Verse 9, the upper portion. He will guide the feet of his faithful ones. Alright, so today we must be the faithful ones. Then definitely the Lord will guide our feet. So the first part here tells us the characteristic of the Lord. He is the Lord who will not slumber nor sleep. He will continuously keep watch over us. His eyes will always be upon us. Then in the verse 5 and the verse 6, Psalms 121, verses 5 and 6. Now here tells us about the extent of his help, the help of the Lord who is our keeper. Verse 5, the Lord is is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. So here tells us, the Lord will be by our side. Of course, here says, on our right hand. So the Lord here tells us, the Lord's presence beside us. Just now it tells us the Lord's eyes before us. Now here tells us the Lord's presence which is beside us. So he will always be by our side to keep watch over us, to protect us, to keep us, to help us. Let's refer to Psalms. Psalms 16, verse 8. I keep the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Let's also refer to one more Psalms. Let's turn to Psalms 109, verse 31. For he stands at the right hand of the needy to save him from those who condemn him to death. Again, here it tells us the Lord is at our right hand. So he is by our side to take care of us. Let's refer also Isaiah. This is a good verse. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. So thank the Lord today. The Lord, he will strengthen us. He will help us. He will uphold us. He will give us victory. So he is our keeper. And we know Paul really experienced this in his trouble, especially in his defense. At that time, many departed from him because they fear. And Paul was magnanimous. Paul did not blame them. But Paul, he was comforted. Even though there was no one, especially his co-workers, to be by his side. But in the 2 Timothy 4 verse 17, he says that he thanked the Lord that the Lord was beside him, giving him strength. So today, the Lord, to what extent he is our keeper? He is always there by our side at all times. And in the Psalms 121, in the verse 5, the middle part says, the Lord is your shade. And in the verse 6, the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Here tells us about the shade or the shelter that the Lord will give us. And when the Bible says the day, the sun, the day, the moon, the night, here tells us about the day. It tells us about the protection from the sunstroke. And if you say night, it is the protection from the cold. So today we thank the Lord. The Lord, he is our shelter. Let's refer to Psalms 25. Psalms 25. Let us read verses 4 and 5. Psalms 25, 4 and 5. For thou hast been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm, and a shade from the heat. For the blast of the ruthless is like a storm against a wall. Verse 5. Like the heat in a dry place, thou hast subdued the noise of the alien. As heat by the shade of a cloud, so songs of the ruthless is still. So here tells us about the physical, but from the physical now to the those who are the ruthless. So today, the Lord our Keeper, He will be always by our side to protect us, not only physically, but of course, also from the spiritual side. Today we say the devil. And in Revelation, let's refer to Revelation chapter 7. It has quite a similar verse as the one in the Isaiah. Revelation chapter 7, verse 15, the lower portion. Revelation chapter 7, verse 15, the lower portion. And he who sits upon the throne will shelter them with his presence. Verse 16, the lower portion. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. Alright, so today we thank the Lord, especially now, everyone is fearful in relation to the COVID-19. But today, let us be of good cheer. We pray that the peace of the Lord will be with us, and that today let us have faith and confidence and trust in Him, that the Lord is our keeper. Not only that His eyes will always be upon us, but also that the Lord's presence will always be with us to keep watch over us. Let's turn back Psalms 121. Psalms 121. Now the third subsection from verses 7 and 8. From verses 7 and 8. This part tells us the scope of the Lord who is our keeper. So the Lord, He care for us. He tells us about the Lord's care. Let's read verse 7 to 8. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. So this third part, it is very special, this third sub-point. When it tells about the scope of the Lord who is our keeper, who care for us, now there are three areas. In the verse 7, the first area here says, the Lord will keep you from all evil. Today, this evil, it is not only the physical evil, but it is the spiritual. Just like the Lord's Prayer, every time we recite, we say, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. So some Bible version also says, to keep us not only from the evil, but from the evil one. And in the John chapter 17, verse 15, here tells us about the high priestly prayer of the Lord for us. So in the verse 15, the Lord says, I do not pray that thou shouldst keep them from the world. I do not pray that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil one. So the same in the 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. and that we may be delivered from the wicked and the evil men, for not all have faith. Verse 3, but the Lord is faithful, he will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. So here tells both areas, from the evil man and from the evil one, the devil. And also from the 1 John chapter 5 verse 18. 1 John chapter 5 verse 18. Verse 18 says, we know that anyone born of God does not sin, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. Here tells today, we must keep ourselves, then definitely the Lord will also keep us from the evil one, and the evil one does not touch us. So in the Psalms 121, from the verse 7, the first scope, the areas that the Lord will care for us, is that he will keep us from all evil. And in the verse 7, the lower portion, he will keep your life. Alright, so this life, of course, it tells about the physical life, keep us from the dangers. But also, today we want to look further. It tells us about our spiritual life and also our eternal life. In the Titus chapter 1 verse 2, we will not read. In the Titus chapter 1 verse 2, and also in the 1 John chapter 2 verse 25, it tells us about the promise of the Lord, eternal life. Also thank the Lord today, the Lord our keeper, he will keep us so that in the end, we are able not only now presently to have our life protected by the Lord, kept by the Lord physically, but the most important in the end, we are able to obtain salvation, eternal life. Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 18. Verse 18, the Lord will rescue me from every evil and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. So we know this was the last letter of Paul and he was victorious. So he was very sure that he will be saved. Because all the while the Lord protected him, the Lord kept him. And in the Psalms 121, in the verse 8, the third area which tells us about the scope of the Lord who will keep us, in the verse 8, the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Of course, it tells us wherever we go, the Lord will protect us until the end. Let us turn to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 6. 28 verse 6. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you when you go up. So thank the Lord, today, in the Psalms 121, it tells us that today, the Lord, he is our keeper, and that today, we must all the more have full assurance and confidence and faith in him, because we know that he will keep us, that is to say, he will guard us, he will keep watch over us, he will protect us, and in the end, he will save us. So thank the Lord, our help today comes from the Lord. For the Lord is the Almighty God, he is the helper, and today he is our keeper. So he has this characteristic, his eyes will always be upon us, he will not slumber or sleep. And of course today, the extent of his help is that the Lord's presence will be with us. He will always be our sight to protect us. And today we know his scope is that the Lord's care will be for us until the end. He will care us, keep us from all evil. He will keep our life and he will keep our going in and going out. So we pray that the Lord will continuously bless us and guide us and that we will continuously turn to him. all praises to his name. Let us sing the second hymn. 146. Let us sing hymn 146.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh bless me now my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptation lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, all I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh bless me now my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, all life is vain. I need thee, all I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh bless me now my Savior, I come to thee.
Fourth stanza.
I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thy indeed, thou blessed Son. I need thee, all I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
We thank the Lord in our prayer. Let's continue to pray for the situation that we are in, that the Lord will keep us in the good health, the Lord will protect us from all danger, and the most important, that we will have the peace in our hearts. Let's together kneel down and pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Sorry.
We thank to the grace of the Lord. We pray that the Lord continuously bless us, protect us, and guide us. All glory to his name. Hallelujah. Amen.